The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Affirm.
Affirm.
I am the divine flame,
of
universal love and forgiveness. Releasing all that is not in alignment with divine love and harmony from my being and world. I am the radiant presence of divine light and love, replacing all those spaces with the living light of spirit. I am spirit in action.
Welcome to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. This time in our evolution is exceptionally important. It is calling us to live with authenticity, precision, and purpose. Our show will inspire you to become all that you can be, no matter what it takes. Now, here is your host, Dr. Judith Long.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Eye of the Needle. Today we are going to, well, today's an exciting day because we're filming right from the station, or not filming, we are recording right from the station in Phoenix. So it's so much fun to be with the engineers and everybody here. It's a great family. Today we're going to be talking about a workshop. The workshop title is Awakening the Illuminated Heart. I've been in metaphysics and self-help and the healthcare profession for over 30 years. And I've been involved with many modalities and I've taught many different things and I still love a lot of them. But this is by far my favorite workshop to teach. It again is called Awakening the Illuminated Heart, and it's being taught now all over the world by over 300 teachers. So I want to tell you a bit about the workshop in this first segment, and I have two guests here, Carrie and Renee, who recently have taken the workshop, and they want to share some of their experiences while in the workshop and what has been the result of it. So the purpose here is to just ignite the interest of our listeners and an understanding of what this workshop is really already all about. So it is the work of Drumvalo Melchizedek, and this workshop is a masterpiece that was 12 years in the making. It made its debut in Sedona in July of 2011. At that time, I, along with 100 other people, took the teacher's training and started on the faculty of the School of Remembering. We named the School of Remembering because the entire workshop is a remembering process. It's not that we're not learning anything new, because it is new to us. We just don't remember that this information is already stored within the sacred and tiny space of our heart. So in this five-day workshop, we help you to enter into your heart and remember, first, who you really are. Who are you really? Of course, we know anyone in this metaphysical community or anyone listening to this channel already knows that there are a lot more than meets the eye. But it's nice to really get to fine-tune on that understanding and to know who it is we are. And in this workshop, we lead you to a place where you can remember. Second, we open you to remember how everything in the universe, from atoms to galaxies, was created and your part in that creation process. And thirdly, we remember how to enter into the ascension process and higher consciousness. We know that 13,000 years ago, there was a great fall in humanity. We as a race fell in consciousness to the 3D level. What does that really mean? It means that we began to function strictly from our brain, and the ego was created. Before the fall in consciousness, our brains and our hearts were connected, and the brain was the servant of the heart. And our reality was loving, connected, and cooperative. What we want to do in this workshop is awaken ourselves and our students to remember what that was like. And we teach you how to do it. The brain being the servant of the heart is such a delicious idea, isn't it? The two working together. After the fall, we became self-absorbed, living in isolation, so to speak, from others, feeling and being separate. The term used for this by Peter Russell in his film The Global Brain is the encapsulated ego. What that means is that we function alone. We don't realize that we're connected to everyone else and everything around us. The encapsulated ego. In the School of Remembering, and particularly in this workshop, The Awakening of the Illuminated Heart, we assist you in remembering what you know and how you lived before the fall. We do this in a progression of exercises, meditations, and lectures that are designed to open your heart, preparing you to enter there. Why do we enter the heart? Because that is where all of our rememberings are stored. Some of the exercises we do to prepare you to enter your heart are an angel ceremony on the first day. And this connects you to a part of yourself that's functioning already in the fourth dimension of love, unconditional love. And the angel that you connect with will be with you through the entire five-day workshop and will assist you in remembering how to live in the fourth dimension. On the second, we have a healing day on the second day where we work to lift emotional trauma that could get in the way of your entering your heart. So my guests are here, and without going too much further into the workshop, which we can do intermittently, I'd like to introduce them to you and have them just share particularly what they experienced. First, with the angel ceremony, how did the angel ceremony work for you, Carrie or Renee?
Okay, I'll go ahead and start.
This is Carrie.
Hello. The angel ceremony. Okay, so the first day when we did the ceremony, it felt powerful. It was a clearing and just an additional strength beyond you that you felt, kind of just a connectiveness. So when Judith did the ceremony, we went outside and we held hands, and she saged and cleared our chakras and the energy, and then we called on our angels to come in and to guide us through our bodies. So I thought it was amazing. I thought it was really powerful and a big part of the process.
Wonderful. Did you, you had the option to allow your angel to stay with you for the 5 days or to keep the angel with you longer? What did you decide to do?
The five days. I kept them the 5 days, but I always call back on the angels from there.
Uh-huh. Yes, so. And the angel really does help, doesn't it? Remembering the angel really helps empower you, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially as you get the process and it gets going and you have so many things going through you, it's definitely powerful to have that additional support to keep you clear.
Wonderful. So. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
So, did you want to say anything, Renee, about the angel ceremony?
Well, it was also powerful for me, too. I definitely felt that connection. When we call the angel, we have the angel step into our body. So that was very powerful, feeling that connection and having that strength, that power always with you through the process, because we don't know what we're in for.
it's hard to prepare. It's hard to
explain. It was definitely helpful, and it was very, very nice to have that.
Good, Good. Okay, so that's one of the things that happens on day one. What we're doing in the first 2 days of this workshop is preparing the people to enter into their heart. And we'll get into the explanation of actually entering into your heart, not just saying we're there or saying we think we're there, but we are actually entering into the physical heart, and we'll talk more about that as we go on. On day two, one of the things that we do is we have the healing day. So in the morning, we talk a lot about healing, and we talk about many different modalities, such as the chakras, and we talk about Dhruvala's understanding of healing after his 30 years of experience, and some of it's a little different than I had ever heard before, and fascinating, and I found it to be very helpful. So in the morning, we talk about healing, and in the afternoon, we actually have a healing process. And this is where we have a ceremony. Each individual in the workshop gets 30 minutes of healing, where everyone in the workshop is focusing on them, or six or seven people, other people are focusing on them. They're lying on a massage bed, and it's a hands-on healing. And there's powerful music being played in the background, and everyone is chanting the eternal Om. And it's like a rebirth, so to speak. It's where the person is actually imagining being born again, and they actually feel this, you know, being born into a fresh new life without any problems, without any distress or anything. So it's a very, very powerful afternoon. And the purpose of it is to help clear away any emotional trauma that may be there lurking in the system anywhere, because emotional trauma hinders us from being able to enter into our heart. So let's talk about the healing day, girls. Let's just talk about that afternoon. And what did you experience there in the actual healing process?
I'll go ahead and start. I think there's a lot of anticipation leading up to the healing process itself, in which your body actually starts the process beforehand, and it comes out in all of these different ailments, or you're achy, or your stomach's upset, you can't sleep, or just nervousness, amongst other things. But the actual experience itself is one of the most beautiful things I can remember experiencing in this life, at least. So, you're on the table and everyone's around you, and they have their hands on certain places, whether that's your feet or your head or your heart. And they're singing, and at the end, as you're being born, they start singing Hallelujah. And that goes on for a couple of minutes, and that is just so powerful. I think that when you're there on the table and you're thinking about, you know, your birth and what that's going to be like, and you're excited for it, the anticipation, it just shreds so many layers from you, because you realize that how blessed and how exciting it is to be here and to be born. It just takes you through that whole experience, and I think that's really powerful in itself. But yeah, immediately after that, it was like my body just kind of like convulsed, almost just like just a power surge, and I bawled my eyes out, and it was just beautiful, though. It really was. It was life-changing, for sure.
Sometimes bawling can be really good.
Yeah, bawling from, like, love and joy and what that feels like, more so than, you know, hurt or pain. It was just like, it's beautiful.
Good, so. Good. Mm-hmm. Renee, how was it for you?
The same for me. Just being conscious that you are about to be born, that feeling of just the excitement to be here. This is the most amazing, exciting time to be here. And just that excitement of being born and being new, and all of the love that you feel from everyone. And it really was the anticipation of the healing before that. You feel so many things come up for you, but during the process, it's just amazing. the love of everyone. After they're singing Hallelujah and after you're born, they all hug you and you feel like a brand new baby. And you just feel so excited and so loved. That love from everyone is just amazing, and it does have a huge impact. So it's, yeah, amazing process.
Wonderful. You know, I remember when I first did this, the healing afternoon. This is a method that was given to Drumblow by Archangel Michael, that entire process. And I remember when I was about to be born, I heard, "It'll be better this time." I remember hearing that. And I remember when we sat up and I was being hugged by everyone around the table, and it felt so good, I heard, "See?" It was just beautiful. So that's such a wonderful afternoon, and the people just come out of that almost transformed already, because mm-hmm. they make such a deep connection with each other. Mm-hmm. And so you go home on on day two, and then when you come in on day three, we do an exercise, a sound healing meditation exercise, where you just lay down with the group that you were with before and you hold hands, and we just finish anything else that may need to leave you or may need to be released or maybe overnight loosened up a little bit. And so that's how we begin day three. And on day three, we also begin the process of entering the heart. One of the things we do on day three is dancing in the dark. And oh my goodness, dancing in the dark. While the brain that we're functioning from now, the pineal chakra, the pineal gland, needs light in order to function, the heart functions in darkness, and it must have darkness in order to, in order for us to really get in touch with being in the heart. So we give everyone these mind folds that completely block out all light, and they wear these mind folds on and off throughout the entire workshop. The pineal gland, as we know, is where most people are functioning from. It's where we're making our decisions from. But it's atrophied, and it is facing up in the air, and it needs to be rotated. And we do all of these processes during the workshop. And so on day three, we're really beginning the process of entering into the heart. So first, we enter into the sacred space of the heart. The sacred space of the heart is where all of the Akashic records are stored. So since this is the school of remembering, you go into the sacred space and you can access the Akashic records. Now, in the Akashic records, as many of you already know, there's already stored everything that's ever happened, everything that's happening now, and anything that is about to happen. So you can completely know everything that you need to know. The sacred space is a beautiful place. Some people experience it as a cave, and it changes. Sometimes it's not the same every time you go in. Sometimes it changes. In my case, it stays the same for about 6 months, 7 months, something like that, and then it changes into something even more beautiful. So we first enter into the sacred space of the heart, and then we learn how to enter into the tiny space. And in the tiny space of the heart, you are connected with all life everywhere, and your access to the divine is enhanced. This is also where all creation happens. So it's hard to understand, but when you're in your tiny space of your heart, you are actually connected with the tiny space of everywhere, everywhere in creation. And so there's really only one tiny space. But entering into the tiny space in our heart, we have access and we're connected to all life everywhere. So we create from there. We learn how to create from our heart versus creating from our brain. And we're going to be talking more about that and more about the girls' experience. They had quite a jolting experience, both of them. It was a magical experience for both of them. But it was quite profound and unexpected. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more to them about their experience. And I will continue to share about this amazing body of work for the purpose of sparking your interest to come and experience this profound and important workshop. Okay, so off we go to break, and we'll see you when we come back.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Dr. Judith Long is a pioneer in the field of expanding human consciousness. Having 30 years' experience in the world of metaphysics, Dr. Judith is considered an expert in the body-mind connection and in living with spiritual awareness. She lives what she teaches. Through her workshops, seminars, lectures, and private practice, she can teach you how to open to your own personal guidance. Connect with your higher self and be aware of the unity between your body, mind, and spirit. Visit www.drjudithlong.com to schedule an appointment with or to purchase Dr. Judith's exclusive line of transformational products. They include Chakra Bliss Essential Oils and Mists, Sedona Vortex or Archangel and Goddess Mists, Meditation CDs, Starlight Jewelry, books, and more. Also, check out her upcoming workshops and events, such as the exciting 5-day workshop, Awakening the Illuminated Heart. Sign up online today at www.drjudithlong.com. That's drjudithlong.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. If you'd like to reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to The Eye of the Needle.
Well, welcome back. Today we're talking about the workshop, Drumbolo Melchizedek's work, Awakening the Illuminated Heart. And we mentioned in the first segment that this was is a workshop that was 12 years in the making. The workshop itself was downloaded to him by the Ascended Masters, and they still are over him and feeding him with more and more and more information. So Drumbolo, if you know him, he is extremely connected and extremely advanced. And actually, he's a 12th dimensional being. And he has come through the dimensions, and he remembers coming here. And so he's a very fascinating person and a great teacher. And he has created this workshop and is still continuing to create more work to help humanity remember who they are and remember the ascension process, which is what we believe is about to happen with Mother Earth and all of her children. So we were talking just briefly before the break about the third day. The third day of the workshop starts out with another small healing ceremony, a short one. We utilize Jonathan Goldman's sound healing work. He's an amazing sound healer. We had him on a few weeks ago. And just to finish up any emotional work or anything that wants to leave the body or leave the person, that it has the opportunity to do that in the morning after the sleeping for the night. Immediately following that, we do the dancing in the dark. And Renee here wants to explain to the listeners the experience she had with the dancing in the dark. Renee?
Yeah, so the dancing in the dark, one of the things that we have our blindfold on, and we connect with the person, with our partner, without seeing them. So we're connecting energetically. And it was such a deep connection, and it's such a beautiful dance. You follow them, and they follow you. Just it's all through energy and love, and it's an amazing process. And then when we finished that, for me, it was very moving, and I realized that I have never had that connection before. It was such a deep, beautiful connection with someone, to let someone in on that level and just be translucent and be pure and in that moment. And it really triggered me. And the whole healing process was getting me ready for this, but I realized that there were some things that I had thought I had worked on for many years, 10 years of work doing on myself, I had not been healed. And so I was triggered by that and realized that I, at that point, became an emotional mess.
She came out of the dancing in the dark, bawling her eyes out. Most people were like, oh, that was so wonderful. She was crying. What's the matter? She said, I never connected like that before.
So then I just realized it was such a healing, beautiful, moving, process, that it really healed a part of me that I did not realize needed healing, and connected me in a way that I've never been connected before. So it was very moving.
Oh, that was that was incredible that how that happened for you, and how open you were about it, and how you just wanted to fix that whole thing, and so it is amazing when we are not able to use our two eyes to see another person or to see the experience around us, because our two eyes are in polarity. So we're going to see the positive, we're going to see the negative, we're judging, we're fearing, we're doing all these things that are characteristic of the third dimension. When we put a mind fold on and we're completely in the dark, we're living more like in unity, in oneness, and we're seeing through one eye, and we're feeling the other person's essence, not their appearance, and we can really connect. And this is where we're going with this. It's not to criticize anything that we've been doing before. It's just, this is so much better that when we experience it, it's just so moving that we never knew we could. And so Renee really depicted that beautifully, because she just said, my goodness, I have never connected like this before. And this started a real roller coaster of healing for you, didn't it?
It really did, yeah. I was pretty much...
She was on the couch, is where she was. Can I stay in the class laying down on this couch? I'm sure you can.
Yeah, and just it was just a process after that, just of healing, deep, deep inner healing.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen with everyone. It's different degrees for everyone. Some people hold their trauma or whatever it is in their emotional body, and there's a lot of emotion and crying, and some upset comes with the healing. Some people sail through it without too much at all. Other people have a body experience, which shows that all of this trauma was stored in the cells, and the body is releasing it all. So you go through that process of release, which I think both the girls went through. Didn't you went through that too? Didn't you, Carrie?
Yes, I did. It's like all your cells ache and everything. There's so much movement and release that it's almost comparable to like a cold. Like when a cold's coming on or allergies, you're just like everything's clearing and you're like out for a little bit. But definitely Renee was
after the next process in the class, that's when it really, I had a very intense physical shift after we did
the beams.
The beams, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. So we'll get to that in a second. That's another really powerful thing that we do. So the release is really... So that's, to wrap it up about day two and about the healing part of this workshop, It's extremely powerful, and it really does prepare people to be able to enter into the heart. Because if that emotional trauma is still there and we're still holding it, we get close to the heart and we just turn around and go right back up to the brain. Now, this is really a movement we're talking about. We're not talking about just saying, you know, okay, I'm in my brain, now I'm going to my heart. There's an actual movement where we shrink the spirit down, to our spirit down, to the size of a marble, and we actually travel down from the pineal into the throat chakra and down into the heart in a specific way. So it's an actual movement. We do that on day three, and we prepare, and then we try. We do the first meditation, entering into the heart. And we always tell people, please don't be worried if this doesn't happen for you the first time. Sometimes it takes practice. And I was one of those people. When I first did this, I needed to go home and be in the quiet of my meditation space in order to get into my heart. But other people get right in, and some people, so it's different for everyone. It's really between you and God, whoever you are, whatever's going on for you. It's between you and your Creator. So it's, again, beautiful. On day four, we talk more about going into the heart, and then we begin the creation process from the heart. And there's quite a bit that we need to do in order to create from our heart. And so we talk a lot about creating from the brain versus creating from the heart. And I'd like to just explain that a little bit to you, and then I want Renee to come back and talk about her experience during the beams of light. But we actually have many things that we have to do. Why is it beneficial, first of all, why is it beneficial to create from the heart? Well, when we create from the brain, such as in Science of Mind and the Law of Attraction, it's extremely powerful, and we certainly can create. We will, though, because the brain is polarized, our creation will also be polarized. So we will get what we want, definitely get what we want if we do it correctly. And we will also get what we don't want, the direct opposite of what it is we have created. So we get the positive and the negative, and the negative comes at us from behind and surprises us. So it's we really want to be aware of that. And all of you out there who have been in the metaphysical community for a long time know that this is true. We go along, we create these beautiful, wonderful things, and we also create something negative that maybe hinders it or does hinder it in some way. When we create from the heart, because the heart is a unified organ, we do not create in polarity. So we only create what we want, and it's all okay. The heart will never create anything that's harmful to oneself or anyone else. So part of this process is activating what we call, what Drumvalo calls, the beams of light. And the beams of light are coming out of the head from the pituitary gland, or excuse me, the pineal gland, and they are what helps to form the halo around one's head. So we activate the beams of light in this workshop on day four. In order to keep them activated and keep them fully working, we need to do this for 21 days every day, and then our beams are fully activated and permanent. But Renee had quite an experience during the activation of the beams of light. This is where something really profound got started for her. So would you talk about that, Renee?
Sure. So after the beams, it was a very physical sensation for me in my head. I felt so much pressure and grinding is how I can describe it. It really felt like my brain, like there was two sides just grinding together. And it was very physical, and I felt it on every sense of my body. I was shaking, and I was sweating, and then I was cold. So it was very physical, very intense, and I wasn't sure what was happening with me that night. And it was still going on throughout the night, and in the morning, I didn't know how I was going to finish the class. I pretty much had to just sit on the ground and just kind of let it, allow it to take its turn and to allow it to do whatever it was doing, because I knew it was a process, and I knew it was going to shift. It was really shifting something for me. And then on that day, one of the other people in the class, Maximilian, said that he had the same situation happen to him that night.
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah. So I understood at that point, okay, I'm not alone. He had the same thing happen to him, and it was over for him, and I just had to get through it because he described it as almost a decalcification of the pineal.
Mm.
And that's really what it felt like. It felt like it was a physical grinding with pressure and movement. So very intense, and also when it was over, it was over. So that was good.
yeah, thank
because
God.
Because it was so intense, I couldn't think, I couldn't concentrate, but just knowing I had my angel there, I had that connection, and just allowing it to take its course, and it was over. So
beautiful, beautiful. I want to touch on something that you said about the calcification.
Mm-hmm.
Drumbelow has told us, and we share this in the workshop, that up until there was a study done in China on the psychic children, and what they realized was that at age 13, around age 13, the children began to lose their psychic powers. They weren't able to perform the magnificent things they were performing before. And so, but China couldn't understand why. And Drumbelow said that he found a study in the United States where it shows that this calcification actually forms around the pineal gland, and it acts as an insulator. So these beams of light that are needed to be fully activated in order for us to be psychic are not able to connect with the pineal gland that gives them their power. So people have these beams of light around their head walking around now, but they're just deflated. They're like blobs of light around the head. So this process opens them up and helps to formulate them the way they're supposed to be and give them the energy needed so that a person can be psychic. A person who is named as psychic today now maybe has one or two of these beams fully activated. We have eight of them, four sets. So we do activate those during the process. So that's a great description of what you went through, that it felt like grinding. I hadn't heard that before, but it actually is the decalcification of the shield, the calcium shield that is formed around the head at about age 13. Did you want to add anything to the beams of light process, Carrie?
No, not necessarily. I think she covered it all.
She covered it. Yes, she did. She did. Well, this started a very interesting process again for Renee, because up until this point, she hadn't been able to enter into her heart. She would get there, but then she'd pop back out or she'd get close. She wasn't able to enter into her heart. And so we talked a bit about it, and we knew that this healing, this all related back to her inner child, knowing that all trauma, emotional trauma, originates in childhood. We just did a little talk. I suggested that she take her beautiful inner child into her heart with her. And when she did that and loved her little child, she was able to get in. It was just so beautiful. I'm so excited about that, because it's the first time It took a while, but I've been working on this, trying to figure out a way that people can enter into their heart with emotional trauma. So I'm going to be sharing that very soon with Drumvalo, and we'll be sharing that with everyone who comes into the workshops. So we have just a few minutes before we go on break again. And we have like 30 seconds, less than 30 seconds, Carrie just told me. So we're going to be going on break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking about this, and we're going to do one of the meditations from the workshop, a beautiful meditation, the Unity Breath. So off we go to break, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Dr. Judith Long is a pioneer in the field of expanding human consciousness. Having 30 years' experience in the world of metaphysics, Dr. Judith is considered an expert in the body-mind connection and in living with spiritual awareness. She lives what she teaches. Through her workshops, seminars, lectures, and private practice, she can teach you how to open to your own personal guidance. Connect with your higher self and be aware of the unity between your body, mind, and spirit. Visit www.drjudithlong.com to schedule an appointment with or to purchase Dr. Judith's exclusive line of transformational products. They include Chakra Bliss Essential Oils and Mists, Sedona Vortex or Archangel and Goddess Mists, Meditation CDs, Starlight Jewelry, books, and more. Also, check out her upcoming workshops and events, such as the exciting 5-day workshop, Awakening the Illuminated Heart. Sign up online today at www.drjudithlong.com. That's drjudithlong.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. If you'd like to reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to The Eye of the Needle.
Well, welcome back. Here we are talking about Awakening the Illuminated Heart with Carrie and Renee. And Carrie brought up a point while we were on break about following this powerful workshop and what she experienced. So, Carrie?
I was just going to say that, okay, so we did the workshop in Sedona, and that's already a pretty high energy, high frequency. But as you're doing this and you're doing all the healings, when you come home, it's like you're coming from another dimension. I have two babies, and even the look they gave me and how the connection was, it was just like almost foreign, but it's just like you're observing all of this happening around you, and you're like somewhere else, you know? So I think, for me, it's just important to remember to, you know, continue with the meditation, and also to know that this is exactly where you're supposed to be, that you just doing this workshop alone and being able to access your heart space and be at that higher frequency just lifts the vibration all around you. But I think it's the ego thing still. When you get home, there's a lot of judgment on yourself because you know what that was and you know what it was like to be there, and then to come back to this third world dimension, and you're just, you know, it's almost an impatient thing, like you want to be there instead.
So, always. So. Yeah. Very good. You know, it is good, like you said on the break too, to have people around you who are attempting to do this as well.
Yeah, definitely. So I just know I feel really at ease, like being here right now, being around Renee, who was also part of that experience, that just energetically it's so powerful. I think it's really important just for it to be a movement, it's probably one of the most important things that somebody could do for themselves and for the planet is just, you know, follow your heart, go with it. And I think everyone's there. And, you know, I encourage everyone out there to definitely take this workshop. It's so worth it. Join us.
Join us. Be part of this club. This club is a good club.
And for me, I just wanted to add the ease of things since I've come home.
Definitely.
Just the connection with my higher self and how easily things have been able to come to me. Just being connected to my higher self, I've lost 10 pounds since the workshop, totally unexpectedly.
This is just, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks. So just being
amazing.
Being drawn to do a cleanse, being drawn to eat, you know, to get rid of toxins, and just following that inner voice, following your higher self, the guidance there is still there. And just the ease of things that used to be problems, mm-hmm. are not problems anymore. Now they're easily fixed and smooth.
They don't even become problems. We were texting back and forth, like, is it going to be like this forever? Because, I mean, day to day, you dread doing certain things, but after this, it's just, like she said, it just comes to you so naturally. Like, the universe lines you up to talk to all the right people, and everything's just it's so easy. Yeah. You know, it's.
Mm-hmm. And now we're talking to you all on a radio station.
Yeah, totally unexpected.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Well, part of the workshop, of course, one of the really important parts that we haven't mentioned up till now is the activation of the Merkaba being your light vehicle that helps you to, it's your energy body. It's in the form of a three-dimensional Star of David, and it rotates. It's a counter-rotating field of light. When we activate the Merkaba, which is around all human beings, however, it's in the form of a seed because we haven't used it for so long. But when we activate it from the heart, it is activated permanently. So in this workshop on the last day, we do that as well. So it's a totally mind-blowing experience, really mind-blowing, because the brain then becomes the servant of the heart once again. And this is what the girls are talking about, because when you come home, your brain and your ego kind of want to start to take over again. And you need to remember, no, that's not really where I want to be. I want to be the way it felt when I was in my heart. And so it's a learning process. We continue to go there. We continue to do the meditations afterwards. We continue to create from there. And then before you know it, we're there more and more often until we're living in the heart. I think we have time. I wanted to take the listeners through the Unity Breath meditation. This meditation is done in the indigenous tribes before ceremony all over the world. And we're going to do it, we do it every time before we go into the sacred space of the heart and the tiny space of the heart, because it puts you in a vibration that makes you in alignment with the heart. So let's just prepare for meditation now. Get into it. If you're out there, try to get into a very dark space. Put something around your eyes so that it's very dark, and get comfortable. This will take just maybe 10 minutes, something like that. So just sit on the chair or in the ground as you prefer, and be as comfortable as you can where you are. Don't do this if you're driving, please. Okay, so in your imagination, see a place in nature that you know and find beautiful, a place that you love. It could be in the mountains or in the desert or on the ocean, anywhere. See the sky with white clouds and birds flying around. There could be a river and trees. You can smell the air and feel the sun on your skin. Just visualize this place that you love so much. Now, transfer this love you have for this place to the entire earth. And feel in your heart the love you have for nature. Then feel the love you have for Mother Earth. the spirit of the earth. She is your mother, your divine mother. She gave you everything that you have, even your body. She loves you in ways that is hard for a human to comprehend. And she would do anything for you if you just allow her to love you. So when you feel the love that you have for her, when it is strong, with your intention, send your love into the center of the earth where she can feel it. Actually, see your love leaving your body and moving down deep into the very center of the earth. And then you wait. You wait until your divine mother sends her love back to you. For some, it happens almost immediately, and for others, it takes a minute or so. But it will happen. She has loved you from the beginning of life. When you feel her love come into your body from below, let it move anywhere it wants to, and hide no secret space from this love. Let it move through your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, and your light body. At this moment, there is love flowing between you and your divine mother. Now, without breaking this flow of love between you and Mother Earth, shift your attention to a night sky. See the Milky Way stretching across the sky. See the planets and the moon and the stars everywhere. Feel the incredible depth of space. And then feel the way you feel when you see such a beautiful sky. Feel the love you have for being alive and the love you have for Father Sky. As with your mother, when your love for all of creation is strong, with your intention, send your love into the heavens so that your divine father can feel your love. And now you wait. You wait until your divine father sends his love back to you. And he will send his love back to you. You are his son or his daughter. He loves you. When you feel his love enter your body from above, let it move through all of your bodies, your physical, mental, emotional, and light body. And hide no secret place from this love. Now, feel the love coming from both your divine father and your divine mother at the same time. Think of it as a triangle with your divine father on one corner and your divine mother on the other corner, and you, the divine child, on the third corner. Even feel the love flowing between your father and your mother. At this moment, the Holy Trinity is alive on earth. and your spirit is holding a vibration of love that is one of the most important steps in human consciousness. And it is this vibration that will allow you to enter the sacred space of your heart and to begin to live from there. So just open your eyes when you're ready and see how long you can stay in this space in your everyday life. This is a beautiful, beautiful vibration, and see how long you can stay here. We have just under 2 minutes. I want to mention something that Carrie's doing that she is going to create from her heart. And she's been thinking about this for a long time, and now she's doing it so quickly. Tell us about Holistic Hope.
It's Holistic Health Exchange. You can find us on Facebook. We're actually in the process of setting our website out. But it's actually created itself. I put it out there with my heart and every intention that I had for it to be something beautiful. And it's just grown into a movement of love. And it's based on expanding our consciousness through the community, community service, just exchanging love between people, basically. And the movement is so powerful all on its own. It's, like I said, it's taken a hold of itself. You can find us on Facebook. It's Holistic Help Exchange. Our website will be holistichelpexchange.com. Right now we're in the process of starting a 501c4. We've created a GoFundMe account for that as well as for our website. So that's all on Facebook.
Fantastic, Carrie.
Thank you.
It's so beautiful. I want to thank both the girls for being here and sharing their experience. I want to encourage the listeners to come on and take a look at this workshop. You can go to my website, www.drjudithlong.com. Get in contact with me if this is something you'd like to do. I've been teaching this workshop since the inception of the school. I've taught over 700 students. There are also teachers all over the world. www.drumvelo.net, School of Remembering. So we thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. If you did the workshop with us, please go out and, did the meditation with us, please go out and see how long you can stay in that vibration and spread your beautiful love around. And remember always, you are unique, and you are deeply, deeply loved. Bye-bye. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning to The Eye of the Needle. Please join your host, Dr. Judith Long, again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. If you like our theme music, it's available for purchase from Dr. Judith's website at drjudithlong.com. The name of the CD is Relax and Return to Your Essence. Have yourself an amazing week.